We're talking about how far this movement has come. I remember standing here on the steps of City Hall when I was a member of the City Council in 2009, asking then the state legislature to introduce a ban on hydrofracking.
Now a New York State Senator, Tony Avella, has introduced legislation S-4236 that would seek a suspension of permits for drilling of a well for gas extraction in gas pools such as can be found in the Marcellus and Utica shales. That bill is in committee, but there's a hope that it will be taken up for a vote by the majority coalition headed by Senator Jeff Klein and Dean Skelos.
People from every county, from every city, every municipality are standing up to say hydrofracking is the single most environmental disaster waiting to happen that this state has ever faced. We are going to win this battle against the oil and natural gas companies. The moratorium that has been passed by the Assembly, I've introduced the bill in the Senate. When we get back to the Senate, the legislature next week, this is going to be on the forefront of the Democratic Senate conference. We are not going to stop until we pass this moratorium.
The bill, if passed, will ban fracking permits until 2015 and seeks a comprehensive health impact assessment by April 15, 2015. For the moment, the bill has the support of five Democratic state senators. Avella introduced a bill 2 years ago that would seek an outright ban of fracking, but the committee has yet to take it up. Avella was joined by State Senator Jose Serrano, mayoral candidates John Liu and Bill de Blasio, Borough President Scott Stringer, who's seeking election to be the next New York City Comptroller, and City Council members Robert Jackson, who's seeking to be elected to Manhattan Borough President, Melissa Mark-Viverito, Margaret Chin, and City Councilwoman Letitia James, who'd like to be the next public advocate.
This is just another example of profit over people. Another example of how you want to exploit poor farmers upstate at the expense of a procedure which will threaten our water, threaten our environment, accelerate climate change, and put all of us at risk. I have seen in this city and in this nation how unfortunately poor people are exploited for a few meager pennies. Particularly concerning to me upstate, giving their fragile economy. What we should do and what government should do, particularly the state government, is focus on an economic development policy in upstate New York that can sustain families. And that's why we need to see leadership. This is the time when all of us need to see leadership coming out of Albany.
And where is Albany on fracking, or more importantly, Governor Cuomo? The so-called health study was supposed to be completed at the end of February. Then a key deadline was missed by the Department of Environmental Conservation last month. And in a cabinet meeting on March the 11th, the Department of Health Commissioner Shea said the DOH analysis would be done within the next few weeks, but that the administration has no timetable to complete its work and the science under evaluation was a moving target. Also, the regulatory staff needed for tracking permits and regulating fracking would total 140, and Cuomo hasn't added any more money in the budget for the Department of Environmental Conservation this coming year. But ban or moratoriums aren't an energy policy, so what's happening with alternative energy sources and renewables like geothermal? Just this week, the City Council's own Environmental Protection Committee voted on a bill for a study on geothermal energy opportunities in New York City. City Council member Steve Levin represents Brooklyn's 33rd District, which is Dumbo, Greenpoint, Williamsburg, Park Slope, and Borough Hill, and sits on that committee.
It is possible, and it is not only is it renewable, but it's inexhaustible. It's even better than solar in its practicality. It pays for itself. If you're an individual homeowner, the infrastructure that's needed is around $12,000-$15,000. That will get paid for in your heating and air conditioning bills over the course of a couple of years. Those are real solutions. Those are solutions that we need to be waiting for and developing the technology towards doing instead of fracking.
Geothermal, explain this to the church lady in Brooklyn.
you can actually extract the heat that is below the surface of the Earth. That our Earth is a big ball, and it is heated by the sun. It warms up in the day, retains that warmth, and beneath the surface of the Earth, it's hotter than it is at the surface of the Earth. You can essentially dig a well and extract that heat and be able to convert it, the technology is there, into a usable energy source. And it's as simple as that. You can heat your home that way. You can cool your home that way. It's something that is going to be happening. It's going to change the way that we in urban environments use energy.
The bill would ask the next mayor of New York to study the opportunities for geothermal energy in places in Manhattan and the Bronx, in Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.